We're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hey, 2-5. This Mishnah is going to discuss certain exemptions that apply to bridegrooms when they initially get married, that they're exempt from saying Kriya Shema. Now, normally the rule is that when a person is involved in one mitzvah, then he's exempt from any other mitzvahs that come his way. Ha'osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. However, that applies only to someone who's involved in the physical activity of a mitzvah. So since his hands are full, so to speak, with doing one thing, he's exempt from doing the second thing. And that is actually learned out from a verse in Kriya Shema, because it says, "B'shivtecha b'veisecha," when you are sitting down in your home, which implies when you're sitting in your home and on your own time, at your leisure, then whatever mitzvahs come your way, including Kriya Shema, including learning Torah, etc., are applied to a person, he must do them. But in the event that a person is on God's time, so to speak, he's doing a mission from God, that mitzvah, whatever it is, so then he's exempt from performing whatever other mitzvah might come his way. Now, that exemption, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, wouldn't necessarily apply to when a person is not physically involved, but only mentally occupied in performance of a mitzvah. And when it comes to a bridegroom, so Chazal or Mishar, the rabbis assessed that a person on the eve of his wedding, if he's marrying a virgin, so he is mentally preoccupied with the anxiety that's involved in getting married and consummating the marriage, and that would be enough to make it impossible for him, for most people, to have proper kavanah and saying Kriya Shema, and therefore the rabbi said he's exempt altogether from saying Kriya Shema until he consummates the marriage. His anxiety, says the Bartanura, based on the Gemara, is that he'll find that who he thought was a virgin, in fact, wasn't, and that, of course, would undermine his ability to be married and do the mitzvah of Puravu, etc., and therefore he's anxious about it. So it's an anxiety that is revolved around doing the mitzvah of Puravu. The other shot that the Bartanura brings from his Revis is that he has anxiety over being injured while consummating the marriage. Again, the way the Tosafot Yom Tov understands it is they'll be uncomfortable with one and the other, and therefore he'll be overly rushed to do what he has to do to consummate the marriage, and actually could get injured in such a way that would prevent him from fulfilling the mitzvah, and subsequently of Puravu, of having children, because he'd be a Krus Shivcha and wouldn't be able to be married at all. The Mishnah therefore says, Chasan, a bridegroom, Patamar Kriya Shema, he's exempt from saying Kriya Shema, Balayla HaRishon, on the first night of his wedding, Ad Motzi Shabbos, until Saturday night, Motzi Shabbos. Now, in the time of the Mishnah, says the Gemara in Ksuvah Stav Beis, people got married on Wednesday nights. The idea was that if they would find their wife indeed wasn't a basula, a virgin, then they would take her to Bezdin the next morning. And the Bezdin convened only on Mondays and Thursdays, so Wednesday night was right before Thursday morning. That, of course, doesn't apply even in the time of the Gemara, and therefore, says the Gemara, even in the Gemara's time, that Wednesday night policy no longer applies. Be that as it may, in the Mishnah's conception, a person's getting married on a Wednesday night, and they need to have four nights, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, with which to consummate the marriage, and during that period, he would still be anxious. After four nights, says the Gemara, Bartanura explains, that he will no longer be anxious about his wife, he'll be comfortable with her, libo gaspa, he will be familiar and comfortable with her, and he'll no longer be anxious about the consummation of the marriage, and he also wouldn't be take her to Bezdin if he found that there's questions about her virginity. So that being the case, after four nights, the dispensation no longer applies, and even if he hadn't yet consummated the marriage, on the fifth night, he would have to already say Kriya Shema. There's a separate machlokas Rishonim if we're talking about just the nights or also the day recitals of Kriya Shema, because since it's not really appropriate for him to consummate the marriage during the day, it may be that his mind is not preoccupied with doing the mitzvah in the daytime, and therefore he should say Kriya Shema during the daytime, even before consummating. Other Rishonim explain, no, it applies all 4 days, including both day and night. I see I read the Mishnah, I parsed it poorly. I should have continued on to read it fully to say, Chasan patim Kriya Shema b'layla harishon. Chasan, the bridegroom, is exempt from Kriya Shema on the first night he gets married, ad motzei Shabbos, until after Shabbos, 4 days later, im lo asamasa, provided, of course, he didn't consummate the marriage. Meaning, if he consummated the marriage after 2 days, so then on the third day, even though it's not motzei Shabbos, he, of course, is chayav to say Kriya Shema. And in fact, he'd even be chayav on the night he consummated the marriage after the consummation, presuming it's still time to say Kriya Shema, since he's no longer occupied mentally with the anxiety of performing that mitzvah. Now we have a story, Maase, Rabban Gamliel, the same Rabban Gamliel from Yavna we saw before, Shekara Belaila Harishon Shenasa. He recited the Kriya Shema on the first night that he got married. He was marrying a basula, a virgin, and therefore he is patur, and yet he did it anyways. Amar lo talmida. So therefore his student said to him, Lo lamadatana rabbeinu shechasam patur kriya shema balayla harishon. They asked him, didn't you, our teacher, teach us that a chasam is in fact exempt from saying kriya shema on the first night of his wedding? Interesting to point out here that this Mishnah describes how the students phrase their question, objection to the Rabban Gamliel, their teacher, because the rule is one has to give proper kavod to his parent or his teacher, and therefore, although there's a mitzvah tochacha to call someone out and reprove them in the event you see them doing something that's questionable or wrong, it's inappropriate and not respectful to say it in a declarative way. You did something wrong to your teacher or your rabbi, and therefore the proper way to do it is to ask as a question. That's something I try to teach my own children, that when you see something that doesn't look right, you should ask as a question, didn't you teach us, or isn't it the halacha that it says such and such? That's by the by, but the Mishnah isn't conveying that point here. Rabban Gamliel responds, Amar lahem, Eini shomei lachem levatel mimeni malchus shemayim afilu sha'achas. He says, literally, I'm not going to listen to you to annul from myself the kingship of heaven for even a moment. Rabban Gamliel is not refuting the point that a chasan is indeed exempt from saying Kriya Shema on the night of his wedding. He's just saying, notwithstanding the exemption, I'm not going to afford myself of that exemption because I'm not prepared to forego the opportunity to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, to accept the yoke of heaven upon me, and therefore I'm not going to afford myself of that exemption. There's actually more to say here about if that is or isn't appropriate and to whom, but we'll save that to the end of the parak when we revisit that topic.